Swing and a ground ball right side. It's under the glove with 8 minutes to the right. The game is tied. Here comes Castellanos. He'll score, and the Phillies lead it in the ninth. Gene Segura has come through, and the Phillies have scored three times to take the lead on the Cardinals.
Oh, what a moment, what a moment, what a day, what a time, what an amazing afternoon. What a great time to be a Philadelphia sports fan. Good morning, everybody. I'm Glenn Mack now with my pal, Jody Mack. Jody, how are you today?
I'd say pretty good, Mr. Mack. Now,
yes, sir.
Pretty good estimate. Is well in Philadelphia, at least for today.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it is. By the way, Jody is in Mike Sielski, who's normally in that spot. On Saturday is flying to Phoenix for tomorrow's Eagles-Cardinals game. So I am delighted that Jody can be here with me today to celebrate a surprising win by the Phillies yesterday, who beat the hated St. Louis Cardinals 6-3. Epic comeback. They lead the series 1-0. They can win and advance tonight with Aaron Nola on the mound. I think it's with 8:30 start, something like that, right, Jody?
27, so okay, thereabouts.
There you go. All right, I want to go through this piece by piece yesterday. If we may, I'll kind of set it up and you knock it out of the park. So first, Wheeler was great. By the way, had never been to the playoffs. Went 6 2/3 without allowing a run. Seventh inning allows a leadoff hit to, I love the names of these guys, Lars Nootbaar. That was in the first. He allowed the hit to Lars Nootbaar. Then he retired 15 of the next 16 hitters. Excuse me. Then he goes into the seventh inning, starts off well, and the manager decides to pull him at 96, 94 pitches. Did you have any issue at the moment with 96 pitches, by the way? First time he had thrown that in a long time. Did you have any issue at the moment at that time, Jody, with Rob Thompson?
Without being able to talk to Wheeler himself, he had not gotten up to 100 pitches in his two rehab starts, after rehab starts, which both were basically phenomenal, but limited, and they watched to make sure that there was no fallback, so he could be available for game number one. So I thought it would be close to 100 pitches, and he was at close to 100 pitches. So without hearing it directly from Wheeler, I can't find any fault with the way Rob Thompson handled it.
Yeah, and I'm of the same mind. He got in a little bit of trouble in the sixth. He allowed the two base runners, and then Albert Pujols hit into the double play. By the way, I think Pujols still on his way to first base.
You and I were texting at that time, and I was predicting a triple play, a line shot down to third base, because Albert is as slow as he is. And God bless Albert Pujols. He's the kind of guy that you can root for. Sorry, Albert, we can't root for you this week, but a phenomenal career, and so glad he got the 700 home runs. Oh, I was rooting for a laser one hopper to third to go 5-4-3 triple play at the time.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen, but gosh, he really
got a double play. The next best thing. Yeah, they didn't get three, but they got two.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, nice defense by Alec Bohm in that inning and during the game. The corner butcher, as Ray named him, did his job at third base. Yes, it was good to see.
Absolutely.
All right, so Alvarado comes in, and Alvarado, he'd been great. Had not allowed a home run since July, had not allowed a run since August 23rd. Jody, he walks the first batter, and you know what that means?
Yikes. Who the heck is Jose Yepez? And we've seen this, Mack, and I know we've got a giveaway today. We're going to kind of tie into this. But the unknown hero that comes up big in the postseason, I had, yes, heard this guy's name before. I couldn't give you a detailed scouting report on him. I know he's a bat off the bench for the Cardinals, but, man, did he time that pitch up perfectly.
Yeah, he sure did. It's still moving. Anyway, so a 0-0 game turns into 2-0, and it's a problem because nobody's hitting for the Phillies. Actually, let me backtrack for a moment. St. Louis manager Oliver Marmol, and imagine we're doing this show today in St. Louis, Jody. You know what we're talking about. He pulls the starter, Jose Quintana, in the sixth, 5 1/3 scoreless innings, just 75 pitches. Really did the Phillies a favor.
He did, but in the same vein of Wheeler, that's what Quintana has been for them. all year long. He's not coming off an injury the way that Wheeler was, but that's the way they've been using him and using him almost to perfection. The guy had been phenomenal, but that's what he is. He's a five-plus inning pitcher, and they thought that he was right at his limit at five and change. There weren't a lot of strikeouts in the game. Yes, there was a lot of soft contact, but that's a Quintana game. So I'm not going to sit here and second-guess their manager either, because I think he's got as good a grasp. Quintana's been around for a decade, and he's a junk ball and lefty. And he's been an average pitcher at best. When he's good, he's average. When he's bad, he's why the hell is he in a rotation? And they acquire him, and he was phenomenal for them down the stretch.
He was.
So how do I sit now, sit here, and go, oh, my God, the manager screwed him up?
Okay, that's fine then. I was not aware that 75 pitches is kind of his norm, but, hey, if it is, great, because this really worked out for the Phillies. We go into the eighth inning. The Phillies bats are doing nothing. Well, they have three hits in the first eight innings. Giovanni Gallegos is pitching well in relief. The manager pulls him to go to Ryan Helsley for a five-out save, which, again, I thought was early, but if that's the way he manages his pitching staff normally, fine. Helsley gets through the eighth. We go to the ninth. Rhys Hoskins strikes out swinging. By the way, two pitches way out of the strike zone. He's chasing. Yeah. It appears Helsley cannot throw a strike. So, Jody Mack watching in his living room.
Basement.
We are now in, which room?
The man cave downstairs.
Man cave, fine. That's cool.
With my daughter in tow, and I watched the game together, which is great.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
That's, you know, you and your daughter haven't gotten to watch a Phillies playoff game since she was, what, a teenager?
Since Brad Lidge threw his glove up in the air and hugged Chuch Ruiz, as a matter of fact.
Okay, so Helsley, I mean, you can see, even with Hoskins, he can't throw a strike, but there's one out in the ninth. The Phillies have nothing going. How are you feeling then?
Not optimistic, being 100% honest. I'm looking for anything. I didn't leave the room. I didn't go outside, grab a smoke. No, I hung tough and had belief, but would I have got into my pocket to make a wager on a game at that point? Absolutely not.
Right. There's really not much basis to think anything is going to happen. And then, Jody Mack, JTL Realmuto lines a single to left field. Not exactly a hard hit ball, but it gets there. Helsley's got to go to the stretch. Helsley can't throw a strike at all. Bryce Harper walks. Are you thinking at this point Helsley's just falling apart? Because I am.
I apologize to any of you Michael Kay and A-Rod fans out there, of which in the Delaware Valley there may be two. It was a really tough listen. A-Rod is just terrible.
Awful.
Michael Kay's a professional announcer, but he's so tied to the Yankees you can't move away from it. But they were, I'll give them this nod, talking about the fact that Helsley got hurt the last week of the season, took a bad step, fell on his hand, and was having some issues with one of his fingers. And, that's what I was hanging my hopes on, that this guy isn't 100%, because he was an all-star closer this year. The guy was stone-cold dominant.
Oh, numbers are great.
Yeah, off the charts great. So to their credit, and I should have known this, and I didn't know it until I heard it on the broadcast, that he wasn't quite 100%. I'm hoping, I hope that finger's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, something's going on because he cannot throw a strike. Then he walks Nick Castellanos, almost hits him in the head twice. And the manager leaves him in, and they don't have anybody warming up. Again, I'm not a St. Louis Cardinals fan. I don't know this guy Marmol. But if I were, I would have a lot of questions. Then comes Alec Bohm, pegs him in the shoulder. And at that point, because I want to talk what Rob Thompson did, he made an interesting decision, Jody. You're still down 2-0. You got bases loaded. So your winning run is on first base. Is it 2-0? It's 2-0.
Still 2-0.
Yeah. And he puts in Sosa to pinch run for Alec Bohm, which didn't even occur to me, but he did. Your thoughts?
Here's the surprising part. Usually you do that for the tying run.
Yes.
And you decided by what runner needs to be most upgraded with speed. And you weren't about to pull Bryce Harper out of the game, and he was the time run. So, you need to factor that in. I was surprised. I didn't think it was a bad move. I was more along the lines of, damn, I hadn't thought of that. Good job, Rob.
Exactly.
Sosa is faster, and oh, by the way, even though Bohm had played well defensively prior to in the game, Sosa's a borderline gold glove guy. He's that good, so it's twofold. If you tie it up, you are upgrading your defense, or even if you take the lead by one run, you're upgrading your defense for the bottom of the ninth, and man, did that come back to pay off.
Oh, it really comes back to pay off because the next hitter, at that point, finally, the St. Louis manager goes out and pulls Helsley for this injury, which I don't know if they were stalling. I don't know if they were playing it up. But it did appear that one of the incentives was to allow his relievers a lot of time to warm up because he waited so long to get him up in the bullpen.
Right. And I saw a lot on Twitter afterwards. Oh, my God, this is just such a farce. And this is them stalling and giving a... If it's true, that's part of baseball. And if the guy had no injury whatsoever and this was just made up out of whole cloth, then I'd have a problem with it. The umpire is being duped a little bit here, that they're doing this for a specific reason. Oh, no, thank you very much for that bad finger, because one of the best closers in baseball couldn't come close to throwing a strike. Would you rather him be healthy and the Cardinals have to play by the rules? I picked up on a lot of the complaining and whining that the Cardinals were doing it with a dual purpose. I had no issues with it, none whatsoever. And if the guy couldn't throw strikes because of his bad finger and they took a little extra time to get their bullpen guy ready because of it, thank you very much for doing just that.
Yeah, it was gamesmanship, but as you said, that's part of the game is gamesmanship. So that's fine, and it also suggests that, you know, tonight he threw a lot yesterday. Tonight, I don't know that we're going to see Helsley again, which is nice. It's good.
All of a sudden, they don't have their shutdown closer in a must-win next two games or you're done. Uh-huh. Sorry about the bad finger, Mr. Helsley.
So, they put in new reliever Andre Pallante.
Pallante, yeah.
He's got a 5.91 ERA since September 1st. Thank you very much. They had Flaherty out there warming up, who I just thought would have been a better choice, but okay. All right, then. Up, Jody, let us set up the moment of the game. Gene Segura, good clutch hitter, comes up. As they noted 18,000 times in the broadcast, he'd have the largest active career in Major League Baseball without being in the playoffs. Here comes the pitch. Here comes the moment.
Swing and a ground ball right side. It's under the glove of Edmund. It's in the right. The game is tied. Here comes Castellanos. He'll score. And the Phillies lead it in the ninth. Gene Segura has come through. And the Phillies have scored three times to take the lead on the Cardinals.
Just a beautiful moment. And again, he chased a pitch that was low and away, pokes it in the right field, past the second baseman, who maybe should have had it, but didn't. And it was a bleeder, Jody, call it what you want. It did the job. You're feeling it that time.
Seeing eye is what I would
there
call
you
it.
That's a good one.
Base hit. Just a great piece of hitting by Gene, and that's the kind of player that he is. He puts the ball in play when he needs to put the ball in play. This Phillies lineup has a whole bunch of strikeouts, and Gene Segura is not one of them. So you had the guy at the plate that you wanted there probably as much as anyone else in the lineup, and he delivered big time. And the fact that he was, prior to the start of the game, the player with the most games played active in their career without ever having been in a playoff game, over 1,300, and he delivers, was just huge.
It was great. It was a brilliant moment, and it's, you know, they put up before the inning that the Cardinals, when they were leading in the ninth inning in their history in postseason, we're going back to Frankie Frisch and Joe Medwick, right? I mean, we're going back to that.
Rabbit Maronville?
Maronville, yes.
Maronville?
Yes, we are going back to Dizzy Dean.
Yeah.
They were 93-0 when they were leading in the ninth inning of the playoffs, and that was a pretty auspicious number, and all of a sudden, here we go. Up comes Bryson Stott. We talked about Edmundo Sosa coming in to pitch run for Bohm. It pays off. Do we have the sound back at the studio for this one? Yeah, let's play it. This is Bryson Stott comes up.
1-2 on Bryson. Pallante ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Diving, Goldschmidt's got it. Coming home, the throw, it's late.
Yes.
Soso with a head first slide. He has scored. And another run is home. Edmundo Sosa just in under the tag of Molina. And it's 4-2 Phillies in the ninth.
Pretty damn good, Jody.
Great call by Fransky.
And it was we talked about the call by Thompson to bring in the pinch runner. Bohm's not scoring on that.
Probably not. The upgrade in speed is marginal, but because it was so close, marginal is the difference.
Yeah.
It might have been a bang-bang play by a couple inches either way. Well, he scores by a couple inches. Chances are Bohm's out by a couple inches. The difference between out and safe is all the difference in the world. So, again, all the credit to Rob Thompson for thinking as far ahead as he did. Glenn, this is the portion where I probably annoy every single
fan. Oh, no, no, what? Yeah. What?
The Phillies showed grit. They showed toughness. They did it a way that they haven't done all year. You know, one foolish talk show host deemed them the Broad Street Boomsticks before the year started.
Right.
That the only way they were going to win was by hitting home runs and getting good pitching. Well, they got very good pitching, but no home runs whatsoever, and they just created six runs in the ninth inning, as I pointed out on Twitter. Not one ball was hit hard.
Oh, no.
The entire inning. Not one.
No.
Over.
I'm not going to argue
hard
that.
Hit balls.
But here's the thing. You're absolutely correct. And their sluggers are not doing what you pay them to do typically, right? Harper's hit three home runs since he's come back. That's
right.
Not exactly, you know, that's the same. Maton's hit three home runs in that period of time. Castellanos is not hitting home runs. Well, Schwarber certainly has been, but you know, not yesterday. But what this shows, and I'll read a Larry Boa tweet from yesterday to address your point. Good things happen when you put the ball in play. Yes, the highest exit velocity in the ninth with 88 miles per hour, but six runs later, the win case closed. They didn't swing from the heels. They tried a suicide squeeze. They worked walks. Bohm stood in there and took a 101-mile fastball off the shoulder. I'll win in small ball. I'm okay with that. Yeah, they didn't win the way you think they should win, but if they can win, playing smart, playing small, getting lucky. They definitely got lucky. The last hit is the Brandon Marsh, you know, single past Gold Glove third baseman that I think we all agree was an error. But, hey, I'll take it.
That's where I was going. And leave it to Larry Boa to go all analytics with 88-mile-an-hour exit velo off the bat. I just said they didn't hit the ball hard out of any there at bat to the ninth thing. Boa giving us analytical research to make the same point. I appreciate that. Here's the point I was going to make.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The ball that Gene Segura hit?
Yeah.
At least should have been knocked down if not caught.
Yep.
Edmund's going to make that play.
Yep.
Goldschmidt, ground ball to first base. Yeah, he had to dive to get it, but he's up and he hitched. There was a momentary pause in his throw, and it is a partial second late, and he gets in under the tag. And as you noted, Nolan Arenado's a Gold Glove third baseman, and Marsh's ball goes blatantly under his glove. So they had a little help. The Phillies had a little help from their friends yesterday. The Cardinals played some putrid defense in the ninth inning, which helped the Phillies put that six run up. I know it's kind of raining on the parade. I don't want to. And they get all the credit in the world for hanging in and being as tough as they were. The Cardinals kind of handed some.
But I think that's okay because we've seen our team self-destruct.
That's true.
To see the other team self-destruct, particularly that team. And it gets me to one more soundbite I want to play. We all have teams we dislike, and for me, it's always been the Cardinals. I have found them annoying forever. The gloating, the Cardinals way, they invented baseball heaven, you know, that all that stuff. Hate it. So, I think it's when it got to be 5-2, I want to play a little Scott Fransky for you.
And the pitch. Swing and a ground ball, left side, Arenado has it go under his glove. Segura coming around third. The throw is not in time. Arenado couldn't get to it. He backed up on the play, and the bouncer by Brandon Marsh makes it 5-2 Phillies. And what a ninth inning at Busch Stadium.
Unbelievable. How much have we talked about, or even Thompson talked about throughout this year, how resilient this ball club is when their backs are to the wall. Arenado, you just don't see him not make that play.
And Cardinal fans are leaving. They are headed for the exit.
Wow. That was my favorite moment of the day.
And they did. They showed it on TV. And it wasn't just like two or three guys trying to beat the traffic.
Yep.
There were good numbers rolling into the exits. That was just stone cold week. It's a playoff game.
Yep.
This is not a night where you got to get up for work the next day. It's a late afternoon game where you, on a Friday, no less. Where the hell are you going? How do you get up and leave?
It was great. It was great. To your point, we Philly fans have seen a lot of late inning losses this year. Oh God, last year, over the years, just have the other team do it. You're correct. I don't think you're raining on a parade to say that they got help from the Cardinals, but it was great to see. Of course, as they say, momentum in baseball is as good as your next starting pitcher. Today, Jody, it is
Suarez. Tell me it's Ranger Suarez.
Go ahead. This is your last chance, I guess, to make that plea.
Topper, please. I'm not sure he's listening on the Odyssey.com app right now, but if he is, you know, I've been selling this song for 7 weeks, Glenn.
Yep.
And 19 out of every 20 people that I run this by, ranging from major baseball executive and experts and top media guys to our Philly fans here on WIP and my co-hosts like Glenn Macnow, everybody has poo-pooed this and said, you can't do that. No, you wouldn't do that. Why would you even think about doing that? I stand by my thought process. You put Ranger Suarez out there today. Maybe he pitches lights out. You find a way to win the game. And then all of a sudden, you've got Aaron Nola to start the next series against the Atlanta Braves, which is going to be very difficult. If Ranger gets beat, you've got Aaron Nola, one of your two aces, coming back against the Cardinals' third-best starter at best in game number three. I've been suggesting this for upwards of 7 weeks, and no one is listening to me, and we'll see. I'm not rooting for Aaron Nola to go out there and pitch poorly and go, see, I told you they should have started. No, I want Aaron Nola to do exactly what Wheeler did yesterday and mowed the Cardinals down for 7 innings. But I just thought outside the box might be a way to go here, but it doesn't seem like that's the direction the Phillies are going.
Jody, your point is well taken, and I disagree.
That's okay.
And we'll never know.
Right.
We'll never know. But it's a fascinating theory, and you brought it right up to the end. And I appreciate that you stuck with it. Yes, tonight it's Aaron Nola versus Mikolas. We shall see. The Phillies actually a slight favorite, but that doesn't really mean much because we will see how it plays out. Hey, we got that. We have a huge Eagles game tomorrow against the other Cardinals, the Arizona Cardinals. Coming up in the show, we are going to talk to Seth Joyner. We are going to talk to Ben Davis. We are going to talk about a TV movie. You and I both watch it. I have no idea how you feel about it, but we will review that one later for what we're watching. And we will talk to you at 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. It's a great day. In Philadelphia, he's Jody Mack. I'm Glenn Mack now on 94.